how we confess God shapes the way that we pray. When we confess that God is the maker of heaven and earth, then that shapes the way we pray. When we say, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, because we know that he causes the rain to fall on the righteous and unrighteous, that it's because of God's word that the grain comes up out of the ground. We know that the Lord provides food for all of the animals, that he does everything. And so when we confess that God is the maker of heaven and earth, it informs our prayer, give us this day our daily bread. And even more, when we confess that Jesus is God and man, that he's born of the Virgin, that he suffered under Pontius Pilate, that for us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven to redeem us, to die for us, to save and rescue us, that's going to shape our prayers. Lord Jesus, you're the Lord and Savior. Be my Lord and Savior. You're the one who shed your blood. Forgive me my sins. You're my brother. Comfort me and keep me in this trouble, in this temptation, so that our confession of Christ is going to immediately inform our prayers. And in this way, the confession of faith of the Apostles' Creed is itself a prayer. I believe that God is maker of heaven and earth, so protect and defend and keep me this day. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, save and rescue me. I believe that the Holy Spirit comes, so keep me in the church, forgive my sins, raise me on the last day, that these things are immediately brought to the Lord as our prayers.